We now move on to hour two of the Saturday special with your host, Michael Zwirling, who is, I'll put you on the line here, MZ. There you go.
Yeah, thank you, Dave. Yeah, I apologize. The phone dropped. I have a really strong signal, but it's acting very strange. I mean, Michael kept, his audio kept dropping out. Amy's audio kept dropping out. Now the whole damn phone call dropped out. And I'm going to need your help as the great pro that you are to possibly take over the program. Because I'm going to have to go sometime during this hour and check out some work that's being done here that
you
I'm having.
Provided
some.
Enough.
Okay,
you
we have to get rid of
staples.
We have to get rid of my provider, okay? And I, it's another nightmare because I can't stand the thought of having to get rid of my provider again. But anyhow,
no, you didn't choose the right one, so you just go again, you know.
And everyone I do is the wrong one. So what am I gonna do?
No, you right now you have a conquest next door. You can use that power, very strong. I tried it already, you know, when I was in Monty. You have, you know, and they put a new tower in the Comcast towers. Yeah, you should have used that. You had to use the stable one. You use the one that's far away, so they on and off.
Okay, see, Amy, this is Engineer Amy talking. There's also Dr. Amy.
I just have common sense.
That's why
I'm
crazy
that you are
about
liberal
you
because you don't have a common sense. Common sense.
The worst thing you can do is call me a liberal with no common sense, which is what all liberals have in common,
that's
right?
That's what happened. I just found out, you know, so many times. I say, why do they think that way? They are intelligent people. Why do they think that way? Because they have no common sense. So also,
and we wonder why nobody, and we wonder why no liberals don't call the Saturday special because they're going to get insulted by Amy.
That's right. I used to have a lot of liberal friends. So I let them talk, but I just wanted them to know they had to have a common sense. You know, if you totally brainwashed by propaganda, so hard to talk to the people being brainwashed. You know that. I have 30 years experience with that. You know, you cannot ignore 30 years experience. You know, that's what I'm talking about. You know, also the hypocrites. So they think, oh, this system is not perfect. Nothing's perfect. This world, nothing's perfect. Why they want Trump to be perfect? Why they think everything he does is wrong? Why? He had to be perfect. He's a human.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
So
well,
why do you want to anything else is not perfect? You tell me why. That means they had no common sense.
Okay. Well, our good friend Riley says I should get Comcast Business. And we already have that at the radio station. But I don't have it on. Okay. All right. Well, listen, we're getting off track here. It doesn't feel right unless we officially start the show. We have our fabulous hour number two guest on the line already. But before I introduce him, I want Dave to play the hour two jingle in 3, 2, 1, take it.
Oh, hello, darling. I hate to hang up on you, but I'm sorry, baby, but I have to go. It's time for that wonderful record show. I'd love to visit, but you'll have to call back. KSCO has the inside track.
Welcome to hour number two of the Saturday special. I don't know what's going to happen.
I'm sorry, baby, but I really got to go to KSCO. KSCO Radio.
It's still dropping off, but this is, but you're going to get our guest on. While Dave is getting the guest on for the second hour, let's go to Tom and Salinas, who's been waiting 24 minutes and 23 seconds to give me a compliment. Okay. Tom and Salinas, you're on. I hope I can hear your compliments.
Can you hear me?
Now I can. I hear you.
I'll give you a compliment.
Okay.
A great one. And all the technical stuff, it reminds me of Spanky and Our Gang and the shows they put on. It's like your whole show is a sitcom, and it's entertaining. So cheers to you. I'm a liberal. I listen to you, and I take account of what you say. You know, I've called in a few times. There's been name called, but, you know.
Okay, you don't mind if Amy labels you as a liberal with no common sense.
Not all the liberals. No, not everybody. Everybody different. Okay, don't tell me.
What about Tom and Salinas?
I listen to Tom. I like to listen to Tom.
Anyone can say whatever they want about me. I believe it's just as bad to take offense as it is to give it. I know who I am. So, but most people don't. They're not going to call in. They don't want to be name called. But the show it's entertaining. Come on. It's like a sitcom. It's a reality show sitcom, and it's entertaining. And, you know, even when you sing, it's entertaining.
Well, my friend Michael, who was on for the whole last hour with us, has told me many, many times that KSCO should become a superstation, which means, we should take steps to make it available to the whole world. And it's not enough to do that just to have an app, which we've had. And we were one of the first stations to stream over 30 years ago, you know. But we got to become a superstation. We got to do more than that. And our good friend and great caller, Rory, said something last week that it's been echoing in my mind ever since, and that is we should put a KSCO on YouTube Live. Why didn't I think of that? Holy Christmas! What a great idea, you know. And then we could promote the hell out of it. To hell with apps. Everybody's got an app. It's no big deal to have an app, right? But you know what we're going to have to do? We're going to have to hire a whole new army of people if we're going to go on YouTube Live and Facebook Live and everything and become a superstation that way. But I can't afford to hire people because no one will come and sell advertising for the damn radio station. All they want to do is be entertained by it. No one wants to work and sell advertising. And the hell of it is that it isn't work. It's fun to sell advertising and be creative and help businesses grow and help candidates get elected and help get ballot measures passed. Holy Christmas. Why doesn't someone send me an email, mz@ksco.com? Yeah, MZ, you're right on. I want to help you get to where you deserve to be. And instead, nobody sends me an email except saying, you should have this guest, or you should have that guest. Jeez.
You know, most people.
By the way, Dave, hold on a second, Tom. Dave, where's our guest for the second hour? Is there a problem with the phone lines?
Yeah, he's not answering, and it's going straight to voicemail.
Oh. Okay. Now
I'll try
again. What are we going to do? Now what are we going to do? This is terrible.
I had planned to have a
great second hour, like we had a great first hour, and now we can't get in touch with a second hour guest.
No, you just send him a text. Send him a text.
Okay. Would you send him a text? Because if I send him a text, I'll get all discombobulated and screw up the show.
Sure.
My connection and everything.
Okay.
Good. Yeah, tell RL that we love him, and our whole station is going to die if he doesn't come on now. Okay. But in the meantime, thank God we have some other callers. Tom,
yeah.
Do you have more compliments
Tom
for
finish.
Me?
I love Tom. I wanted Tom to finish.
Yeah.
Look, most of us are in the same situation. We're working hard, and somehow we're not selling. We're not making it. We're all in that same predicament. We're all doing the best we can. We're all more than what we look like or are to anyone else. So that's the way it is, and that's what makes your reality show. It's that you're living, your problems are the same as ours. Most of us are living with the same situation where, God, I worked so hard.
Well,
why
in a sense, that's in one sense, that's comforting because misery indeed loves company. But on the other hand, I feel bad for people who like KSCO who are suffering like we are.
Enough said. Love y'all.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you, Tom and Salinas. Now let's go to Carl in San Jose. Carl, you're on the air on KSCO.
Michael, hi. I called to tell you that I will help you with your phone fix. There are three stations, and I'll explain it to you when you call me back. But there are two companies. One is Google. They will automatically switch your phone between the three major providers, Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. The other option is cheaper, and it's good. It's what I have. It's called US Mobile, and you can pick whichever one you are. You know, if you're in Santa Cruz and one is working or you're in the mountains,
I got to be honest. That's a great idea. And I will call you and find out more about that. But honestly, I have been very, very happy with my current provider. Only Amy.
Oh, okay.
Amy has only now brought that up because she heard me bitching about drops in the backhaul. So, you know,
right.
Important parts of what is being said by callers and guests, I'm missing, you know. But
right.
I'm getting enough of it for the show to go on. So what the hell? All right.
That's
thank
crazy.
You very much.
Okay. The other thing is, Michael, is when the lawsuit that I have with the school district is over, I'm going to volunteer to help you with selling ads, whatever you need.
Oh, I
okay?
hope we're still
wherever
alive
you
then.
Are in the
I
world.
Hope we do. I hope we are. Okay, I hope we are. Anyhow, thank you, Carl.
All right,
appreciate
I'll let you go. Bye-bye.
Take care. Eileen in Santa Cruz, who has the best phone number of anybody in the world, you're on the air.
Good morning, MB. So I don't want to accuse you of lying, but I call almost every week and tell you I'm also interested in promoting KSCO, getting advertisers lined up. I'm available. I'm experienced. And
wait a minute, you're available. I understand. Experienced.
Yes,
have you
available.
Sold promotions and advertisements for broadcast stations, radio or TV before?
Not that in particular, but I have experience in sales. So,
well, sales are sales, I guess. So,
the MC is you have to believe in whatever it is you're promoting. And I do believe in KSCO. KSCO is the reason why I've been able to continue to live in Santa Cruz for, let's see, over 50 years this year. Yeah.
Well, congratulations. But iPad. I've only had the I've only had the station for 35 of those 50.
I know, but so 35 years. That's about when I started changing my. At one time, I was would be considered a loony lefty, I guess. And so, you know, when you're young, what do they say? When you're young, if your politics isn't very progressive, you don't have
it. You don't have a heart. And the other way, you don't have a brain. Did I get it right?
No, if it's still progressive when you're mature, yeah, then you don't have a mind. So,
okay.
Anyway, so when can we arrange to get together and have
a Okay, I promise I will text you or call you in the next 5 days. Amy, don't let me forget, okay? Amy, are you there? Oh, no, Amy, you know, Amy's there, but she's not. Yeah, you're there, but you're not answering.
Oh, I was so had to do some work. So
were you in the can when we were having this discussion? Okay, listen.
I heard a
don't
little
let
bit
me
about
forget.
The...
Don't let
so
me
what
forget
happened?
To call
Eileen.
Don't let me forget to call. Yeah, maybe Eileen can
Hello?
Help us. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can hear you.
Okay.
I'm off. I don't think you have very good receptions, you know.
Yeah, it shows
yeah.
that we have very good reception.
That's
anyhow,
okay.
It's time. We finally got our guest, our fabulous
you.
Hour number two
I'm
guest.
Off,
Eileen,
you
thank
know,
you.
Why.
I will call you. I
can
will
you hear
call
me
you.
Now?
Yes, I hear you fine.
Hello,
and
hello,
Michael
hello,
Harrison
hello.
Says, hire this woman immediately. So, wow,
yeah.
Holy Christmas. If Michael says that, okay, good. So, thank you, Eileen. Amy will make sure that I contact you and we'll set up a time, okay?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Good
now,
news.
R.L. Karen, it's been a while since you've been on, and I don't know how KSCO has managed to survive without you. Because you used to be an owner of KSCO, right, R.L.?
Oh, am I?
Yeah, you're on.
Am I on?
You're on. Oh, yeah, you're on.
Okay, sorry. This has been a cluster of miscommunication.
A cluster bleep, yeah.
Hey, listen, I tuned in at 2 o'clock. My time, 1 o'clock my time. In any case, I had a paper and a pencil ready to make notes about what Michael might have said that I would disagree with. The paper is blank. I completely agree with everything he said. I think he said it more elegantly than I could. I don't know what else I can add to this other than just being redundant. And I think we can do better than that. Maybe some other day.
Well, or just stay on, and you know who knows what we. Now I know you're a busy guy, and you might need to go and do your duties with the Biddeford, Maine Museum, because that's what you've taken time off from. Let me explain.
Yes, okay. That's
covered. RL is the person is what was a major player in Fuller Jeffrey Broadcasting Company and mobile home sales back in 1990 when I made the deal to purchase KSCO from that company. And you know, it had been out of local ownership for about 5 years. Fuller Jeffrey Broadcasting, of which R.L. Karen was an executive, administrator of, had owned the station for 5 years. It was their crown jewel. They're specialists in taking underperforming stations and turning them around and selling them for a friggin' fortune or turning them into cash cows. that provided lots of ongoing revenue. And KSEO was going to be their crown jewel. Well, somehow it turned out to be that Santa Cruz is a different sort of place, you know, and the formula, the business formulas that work well elsewhere, everywhere else in the country, didn't work all that well in Santa Cruz. So they sold the station, and they sold it to me. But they sold the FM part of the station to Viacom, which is a very, very big, you know, company. So the FM went away, and the AM and the real estate came to me 35 years and 3 months ago. And it was RL who wrote the letter to me when I was just about ready to DFT, which is stands for deal fell through. I was almost ready to run away from going through with the purchase of the radio station when I looked at the books and saw nothing coming, no money coming in except from the morning drive show, a little tiny bit of money coming in from the morning drive show that was sold out to the psychics to do psychic readings and stuff. I thought...
I remember calling them the skeptics.
Yeah, exactly. And I said, my God, what am I getting into here? And I decided I was going to not go through with the deal. And when I communicated,
you should have got a
Saki back. What did you say?
You should have got a Saki back if she's still there.
Oh, the psychic. Oh,
it's the encoding. Very encoding. Yes.
Maybe. So in any case, RL is the person who wrote the most masterful, life-changing letter that I've ever received. And he's so good at tacking words together. And the letter basically said, if you don't go through with this, you are always going to wonder what your life would have been like that you walked away from. And
wow.
That got me, that pushed me over the top. You know, and I got to say, thanks to you, RL, I've had an incredible last 35 years, you know. So thank you very much.
Michael, you did for KSCO what we discovered we were incapable of doing. We were just at a different level. We had success in Sacramento and in recently in Portland, Maine, and in other markets, but Santa Cruz is a one-of-a-kind place that we could never quite relate to. So this worked out well for everyone, including the public. So you've done with that station exactly what I felt in that letter, that you were far more qualified to, and perhaps uniquely qualified in the whole country to do what has happened. You were a native Santa Cruzian, is that a word? And anyway, it all worked out to the best. It's been, what, 35, 6 years?
Yeah, well, 35 years and 3 months now. But you wrote that letter like 2 or 3 months before the close.
Right.
The close. Okay. The closing was January 31st, actually, 1991, and that letter you sent me was probably on December 27th or something. By the way,
Would you read that letter? I've never seen the letter before.
Amy, I want to so badly. I want to frame it on my wall, and like an idiot, I lost it. There must be a copy of it somewhere in my effects, but not. I didn't save it like I should have, you know, in email or something, because email wasn't all that big back then in 1990, right? It didn't get to be pretty big until 1993, 1994 or something. But
no,
maybe RL, I don't know how far back you you save your files, RL, but if you could find that letter, oh my God, it would be wonderful, because that's a major thing that's missing in my life. That it's like losing your wedding ring or something like that, you know?
You know how far back that is, how far back that letter was written? No, I certainly wouldn't have a copy of it. Those were the days of 3.5-inch floppy drives. And the fact
that's
right. I used to drive to the FedEx office in Watsonville, I believe it is, to fax FCC papers back and forth. So this was before the fax machine, which is itself outmoded. And of course, floppy disks are an anachronism of enormous proportions. So I don't remember much about that letter.
I wouldn't have gone through with the deal if it wasn't for that letter that you wrote, you know.
Okay.
And,
and
look at all the wonderful things all the wonderful things that have happened in my life wouldn't have happened. Maybe other wonderful things would have happened, or maybe horrible things would have happened, but I wouldn't have been in the position of all these wonderful blessings that I've enjoyed for all these years, primarily, including Amy, by the way. Amy would never take a second look at somebody like me. She thought I was a contractor with my sloppy sweatpants exposing the crack in my rear. She had no idea that I was the owner of the apartment above hers that was leaking. Yeah, she thought I was a homeless person. And then when I told her that I have a radio station, that's a talk radio station, she ridiculed me. Talk. All you do is talk and accomplish nothing, you know. So, but somehow she's been my co-host ever since then. So, anyhow. So, So listen, are you guys still, do you still have the stations, or poor JJ, our good buddy, you know, moved to heaven, a year and a half, 2 years ago, JJ Jeffrey of Fuller Jeffrey, but he owned, he and Fuller, and I think you owned a string of stations in Portland, Maine still, yes?
They are. It's a kind of a mishmash of two AMs, two FNs, and a bunch of translators. We're caught up in a regulatory morass. There's no one to sell it to because of ownership limits. And so, yes, they still exist.
Ownership limit. Wow. That's not the reason nobody's buying KSCO, but I think the reason for that is maybe it's not meant to be. I don't know, anyhow. So you guys still have that, but you sold the big group back in 1999. Am I right?
Exactly right.
Wow.
Yep.
And you've been enjoying your photography and you're enjoying life ever since then.
I thought after 40 plus years being a radio executive and blah, 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 that I would maybe do weekend radio. We moved to Florida after the company was sold. I never did that. I got involved in commercial photography. I got involved in writing for local politicians, speech writing and position papers and so forth, and did some real estate for 20 years. Now we're back in Maine, my birth state, living in an abandoned mill complex and enjoying it. Enjoying a kind of an urban lifestyle. We sold one of the cars and we walked to a lot of places because the It's an old textile mill that's been converted to condos and commercial use, and it's unique, but a lot of fun. We're enjoying it.
So did you say somewhere in a text or an email that you got sick and tired of the extreme hurricane type weather that you had to sort of put up with, that you would rather not? Is that what happened? Because, you know, Florida is a lot of people are escaping to Florida from California these days.
Yes. No, we enjoy overall, it's a pretty pleasant place to live. And the hurricanes need a certain amount of preparation and savvy, but we lived through 5 major hurricanes and did just fine. The lesson there is don't live within 4 miles of the ocean. At about 5 miles in, you're okay. You might need to replant some trees and clean up the yard. But there were multiple reasons. We had a lot of friends and family move to Florida when we did so back in 1999. And over time, they generally moved back for various reasons. So it's just the right thing for us at the moment. And I worry less about the weather because being fully retired now, I don't have to be out in it unless I want to be. so there we go. Anyway, we're conducting a fairly boring conversation here for most people other than you and I.
No, I think everybody. Amy, are you bored? Maybe she is.
That's the answer.
Maybe she dropped. Maybe she's so bored that she dropped off.
No. I don't know why your signal is not stable. I can hear you a little bit off, on and off. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, can everybody else hear me? You've been the back call, what I hear has been dropping off, but you're the first I've heard that I'm dropping off. Can you hear me okay, RL? Am I dropping off?
I can hear you okay. There are pauses and delays that are a little bit disconcerting.
Oh, okay. So much for that. All right, I guess.
And then occasionally I hear like 2 or 3 people all talking at once.
Yes, because I'm just a lousy host who can't seem to control that, you know. But what the heck? What the heck? So anyhow, you still enjoy radio and you still enjoy media, and you were always a high techie sort of guy, you know. And the photography and everything. So do you think there's a big future in radio? I mean, I know that a lot of people still listen to radio, you know, but
what do you think? Geeks, radio is towers and transmitters and consoles and microphones. Radio is really just audio. It's the spoken word. It's music. It's information, and you don't need the difference today from maybe 30 years ago, 25 years ago, is you don't really need the tower and the FCC license to take part. And I think the smart operators in apparently radio will survive just fine with the product. The audio, the information, all of what we have been doing, it doesn't have to come out of a big, tall tower. It can come out of a wire or a fiber optic cable, for that matter.
Yeah, so, an internet stream, yeah. Uh-huh.
And someday, perhaps not within my lifetime, but we'll probably find another way to get audio from point A to point B without even the wires or the cable or the fiber optics.
You know, that's what I hope will happen with electric power. I hope there's someday there's something that I call wireless power or wireless
electricity. It's already happening.
It is.
It's already happening. There's I think it's Sweden, maybe Finland, has found a way to distribute power, electric power, without wires. So,
That's gonna solve the power going out problem in storms. God, because we get falling trees here and the power's out for hours at a time. It's just awful.
Well, so, we'll probably find another. There'll be another weather phenomenon or something else will develop that will interrupt the new way of transmitting. It goes forever.
I see. Okay, great. Well, do you find yourself watching as much YouTube as I do, which is many hours a day?
No, I watch very little television per se. I'm still of the spoken and written word. I'm online a lot. I don't overuse AI, but I certainly make good use of it as a research tool. And especially in my role now with the Biddeford Mills Museum, researching the history of the textile industry that blossomed here in the early 1800s and finally faded out just 15 years ago. All of that industry now has moved south and into China and India. So anyway, I fully avail myself of the new technology. I love it. I couldn't do without it.
Yeah, you wouldn't be the RL I know if you did not. Yeah. And amazingly, what I use AI for is I like to write things like promos and stuff, and then I like to run it through AI to make it better, and it always does. It makes it not a little better. It makes it a lot better. So
speaking of being a techno nerd, when I moved to Santa Cruz, when Fuller Jeffrey purchased the station, I had a car phone, but it wasn't a cellular phone. Cellular was many years yet to be developed. I had a phone where you had to pick up it looked like a telephone. It was a regular telephone in the car, mounted and wired in, and you'd pick up the handset and call the mobile operator, who would dial the number and make the connection. And there were the capacity of the system in any one town was, I believe, 5 or 6 phone calls. There were 5 or 6 different frequencies, and that was the end of it. And you'd often pick up the phone to make a call and hear somebody else chatting. That was fun.
Wow. Yeah, I remember as far back as the mid-70s, I was a ham radio operator, and we there was something called auto patch, you know.
I'm very familiar with that.
I'll bet you are, because you were an amateur licensee, yes, or are probably.
I still have the license, K4GP.
Yeah, and I foolishly let my WB6VNK call, lapse. I don't know if I could ever get it back, but yeah, it was so cool to be able to make make phone calls without an operator assisting me, you know. And I was doing back in the 70s, you know.
Yeah. VNK, I bet you had a handle made around those three letters, right?
Yes, and
Very nerdy kid.
That's what it should have been. No, a very nice kilowatt, you know.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, very nice kilowatt, WB6VNK. So, wow. And you know something? We need now to have very strong alliances with the amateur radio world because of one thing. I'm the only one who screams about this, that there is no such thing, RL, these days as non-internet dependent telephone service, which means in a disaster that you guys and Radio Santa Cruz before you and Zwirling Broadcasting after, Fuller Jeffrey, have always been able to serve local communities with stellar performance because
let me back
we could go. Go ahead.
Let me support your statement about that with a couple of quick anecdotes. I did a lot of work at the Collier County Emergency Hurricane Center in Florida during Hurricanes Irma and Charley. In both cases, the fancy 800 megahertz communication system of the police and sheriff's department went down in both instances, and the backup was ham radio simplex connections from point to point.
Wow. How can we or any radio station or broadcast station perform in the manner we have traditionally when there is no such thing as a non-internet dependent telephone service? The only way I can think of, and it's not going to be as good because not everybody is a ham radio operator, right? Very few people are, indeed.
No, but there are now services such as GMRS and a couple of other services that are non-licensed. You just use them without a license. That's at least part of a solution. TV stations the FCC has developed a backup to the GPS system, which is also vulnerable in many different ways. So,
oh yeah,
people are thinking. I don't think there's a good bulletproof solution on the table right now, but at least that's being considered. And
nobody wants to go back to wired telephone service because the infrastructure is compromised already. I mean, you know, with years and years of inability to properly maintain and rewire everything, there's static and everything in wired phones. I don't know if you have landlines out there, but we supposedly have landlines here, but they're not really landlines because they're dependent on internet, on VoIP anyhow, right?
I haven't had a wired telephone in 20 years, maybe.
And the reason I finally stopped having it is because they didn't totally eliminate it, but they made the cost so expensive that I said, oh, to hell with it. You know, I'm not going to pay that kind of money for it. So, I think we're sitting ducks. I really do. You know, for an emergency, they talk about cutting us to the knees by going after the power grid and the communications, you know, the internet grid, and wow, in the next disaster, Mother Nature is going to take its toll, and there's nothing we can do. It scares the hell out of me, you know?
Well, there are things that we could stop doing, like starting wars.
Hey, now that, you know, so do you want to go there? I want to go there. I didn't want to go there with Michael because he and I, shall we say, we're dear friends, always will be. There's nothing that'll separate that. There's nothing that'll affect that. But we do not agree on Trump. And I used to think that you and I did agree on Trump. I'm having serious thoughts about the war thing, but I still think, by and large, Trump is exactly what this country needs. Now, what do you think?
All right, then I'm more in Michael's corner than yours, or Michael Harrison's corner.
Okay, okay.
Right now. So
all right.
Let's leave it at that.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. So, okay. Stay with us because maybe this caller who ends in 1418, and I don't know who it is, maybe wants to address something to you. Who is this caller who ends in 1418?
This is Herb in Carmel.
Oh, hi, Herb.
Hi.
You're talking to Amy and R.L. Karen and poor old MZ. And now he's talking to nobody because he dropped off. Do you think it's because he didn't want to talk to one or all of us?
No, I think this is a day of Mercury must be retrograde for those who believe in that kind of stuff.
Okay, I'm back on.
Communication.
Yeah, okay.
Problem.
Yeah, you're back on. You're back on. We lost you. So what were you going to say?
Okay, I have a landline, and in the latest storm power outage, I was able to use my phone and make calls and receive them.
Oh. Well, yeah, that's why I think landlines are great. But I don't see us going back to landlines because they're too expensive for the infrastructure and the maintenance and everything. Right? I mean, I miss landlines because of that. You know, the storms, I don't remember storms ever knocking out phone service before we depended upon the internet for for our phone service.
Right.
Do you agree, R.L.? What's your name, caller from Carmel? What's your name?
Herb.
Oh, yeah,
and
Herb.
There's one other thing. You have a half second, less, I'd say a fifth of a second delay, you know, so mm-hmm. like if someone were to start
yeah.
swearing or whatever, you don't have
yes.
10 seconds. It's like okay. right away.
Yeah, delay, yes. That's right.
Yeah, it's a one-fifth of a second delay.
And that's just me. Is that just me or is that Amy? Because all of us are on cell
yeah,
phones.
Yeah, I hear it that way. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, I've got the radio here and the radio comes on. Well, now because I'm talking, the radio comes on later. But when you guys are talking, the radio comes on, like I said, a fifth of a second earlier. And so, you know, if you want to hit the kill button because someone is violating whatever decency laws there are, not me, then you've only got a fifth of a second to do it. Can you dig what I'm saying?
Yeah, but to hell with that. I don't like having different rules than podcasters. I don't like it.
Well, you know, if people are just to be common sense and considerate and nice with their speech, then that problem doesn't arise. Anyway, I've enjoyed listening to you all, and you made some great points, but as far as the landline goes, it works when the storm power goes out.
Yes, and thank you for bringing that up because that's what I believe and I failed to say. So thank you, Herb, for bringing that up.
Sure.
Wow.
Not. Okay,
yeah.
Take care. Ciao.
Okay, and it looks like satellite power. They're, look at all these people who are texting me. But
yeah.
Anyhow, So we only have 6 minutes left of this hour, and then I guess we'll and then next hour I guess we'll have comments from the audience. We've had very few callers, but we don't. It's okay because we had great guests, right? And when it's just me, oh my God! If we don't have callers, I go to pieces. But luckily, I have Amy with me most of the time, so it's okay. But anyhow,
I'm a Christmas audience.
But you know, listen, RL, I'm influenced by the last person I talked to, and in this case, it's RL. But when I talk to you, Amy, you are now you stop me if I say anything that's incorrect, okay? You are a Trump supporter, not blindly, but all the way. And you don't like wars either, but you think this war is necessary once and for all to eliminate the people who want to kill America and kill Israel. You know, death to America and death to Israel. Did I say it right?
No, not just that. That's just politically. I'm talking about the financially, you know.
Oh.
So it's a different.
So wait a minute. So does that mean you are disappointed that we're in a war that
people don't see that. They say talking about just like you said, politically. I saw that as much more planned. It's the financially. You know, right now, what's the war? What is important for this war? What's the, before centuries, they say that, who control the sea? Who control the world, right? So right now, it's who control the oil, who control energy, okay? Because everything had to run by energy, yeah. So we had to remapping this whole thing strategically. That's why we see the Trump's policy, you know, you had to look at that way. It's not just like before people thinking, because most of people have been brainwashed by the propaganda. So just say, you know, just a regular thing. We had to think, be an independent thinker, think of this policy more, study that. And the more clearly, and look ahead, what's gonna be, you know, benefits to the whole world, not just for America, okay? So that's you had to from that point of view to see this war. It's totally different from the war, you know. That's my opinion.
Okay.
So can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you fine. Yeah.
Oh, because I have the phone next. I don't know an interview, you know, that caused a delay or something. Who knows what's going on? You know, this cell phone things, you know, different versions of the cell phone.
It looks like we have just less than two minutes left. Want
to
thank RL.
Do you have anything to read? Somebody texts you. You say you want to read about it.
Oh,
the text people send it to you. Anything?
Okay. Well, it says, ask your guest RL if he ever listens to shortwave. Still, do you ever listen to shortwave, RL?
I don't even own a shortwave receiver anymore. Although I tried the last time I was near a shortwave. You know what I tried to find? WWV.
What?
Tick, tick.
Oh
tick,
yeah.
Tick. And it's still available on the phone. I don't. I think they still are on, what, 5, 10, 15, 20, and 25 megahertz?
Yeah, you know, I've never listened to, and I should have at least. It was always hard for me to do it. And I've got a shortwave radio. I've got two or three of them somewhere. I don't know where. But it's something that I never tapped into, you know. I practically live on YouTube these days because it feeds me stuff that it knows I need, I'm interested in, and should learn. Anyhow, Wow. Well, thanks for joining us, RL. It's great to reconnect, and we got to stay in more contact here.
You and I should have a private conversation.